Hare Krishna. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Madhyalila chapter 3, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaitacharya. Mahaprabhu has accepted the request of Satyamata, which came to him through the devotees, that he reside in Jagannath Puri. Text 188. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered respect to all the devotees present from Navadvipa and other towns, speaking to them as follows. My dear friends, you are all my intimate friends, and now I'm begging a favor of you. Please give it to me. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested them all to return home and begin chanting the holy name congregationally. He also requested them to worship Krishna, chant his holy name, and discuss his holy pastimes. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Hare Krishna movement, is very nicely explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu authoritatively. It is not that everyone has to take sannyas like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone can execute the cult of Krishna consciousness at home, as ordered by the Lord. Everyone can congregationally chant the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. One could also discuss the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and install deities of Radha and Krishna or Gaunatai, or both, and worship them very carefully in one's own home. It is not that we have come to open different centers all over the world. Whoever cares for the Krishna consciousness movement can install deities at home and, under superior guidance, worship the deity regularly, chanting the Mahamantra and discussing the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. We are actually teaching in our classes how to go about this. One who feels that he's not yet ready to live in a temple or undergo strict regulative principles in the temple, especially householders who live with a wife and children, can start a center at home by installing the deity, worshipping the Lord morning and evening, chanting Hare Krishna, and discussing the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone can do this at home without difficulty, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees present there to do so. Text 191. Agyai deha nala chale kuriya gamana. Madhye madhye ashi tomaya diva darshana. After thus instructing the devotees, the Lord asked their permission to go to Jagannath Puri. He assured them that, at intervals, he would come there and meet them again and again. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering due respects to all the devotees and smiling very mildly, bade them farewell. After requesting all the devotees to return home, the Lord decided to go to Jagannath Puri. At that time, Haridas Thakur began to cry and speak some pathetic words. Haridas said, "You are going to Jagannath Puri, and that is all right, but what will be my destination? I am not able to go to Jagannath Puri. Because I am the lowest among men, I shall not be able to see you. How shall I maintain my sinful life?" The Lord replied to Haridas Thakur, "Please check your humility. Just the sight of your humility very much agitates my mind." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured Haridas Thakur that he would place a petition before Lord Jagannath and that he would certainly take him there to Jagannath Puri. After that, Advaitacharya respectfully requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show him mercy by remaining another 2 or 4 days. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never violated the request of Advaitacharya. Therefore, he remained at his home and did not leave immediately for Jagannath Puri. Anandita hoilo acharya sachi bhakta sabha prati dina kore acharya maha mahotsava. Lord Chaitanya's decision was received very happily by Advaitacharya, Mother Sati, and all the devotees. And Advaitacharya celebrated every day with a great festival. During the day, the devotees discussed subject matters concerning Krishna. And at night, there was a great festival of congregational chanting at the house of Advaitacharya. Mother Sati cooked with great pleasure, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with the devotees, accepted the prasadam with great pleasure. In this way, all the opulences of Advaitacharya, his faith, devotion, home, riches, and everything else, was successfully utilized in the worship of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Advaitacharya set an ideal example for all household devotees in his reception of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, and in the execution of a daily festival at his home. If one has the proper means and wealth, he should occasionally invite the devotees of Lord Chaitanya who are engaged in preaching all over the world and hold a festival at home, simply by distributing prasadam and talking about Krishna during the day and holding congregational chanting for at least 3 hours in the evening. This procedure must be adopted in all centers of the Krishna consciousness movement. Thus, they will daily perform Sankirtan Jagya. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, the daily performance of Sankirtan Jagya is recommended for this age. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. One should worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his four associates, the Panchatattva, by distributing prasadam and holding congregational chanting. That yagya or sacrifice is most recommended in this age of Kali. In this age, other yagyas are not possible to perform, but this yagya can be performed everywhere and anywhere without difficulty. 204. Continuing. As Mother Sati constantly saw the face of her son and fed him, her own happiness increased and was indeed complete. In this way, at Advaitacharya's house, all the devotees met and passed some days together in a greatly festive mood. The next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees to return to their respective homes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also asked them to execute the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord at their homes, and he assured them that they would be able to meet him again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, "Sometimes you will come to Jagannath Puri, and sometimes I shall come bathe in the Ganga." Sri Advaitacharya sent 4 persons, Nityananda Gosai, Jagannanda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda Datta, to accompany the Lord. After pacifying his mother, Satyamata, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu submitted prayers to her lotus feet. When everything was arranged, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated his mother and then started for Jagannath Puri. In the house of Advaitacharya, there arose tumultuous crying. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unaffected. He left swiftly, and Advaitacharya followed him, weeping. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. As Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, the word nirapeksha means not being affected by anything material and remaining fixed in the service of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not very much care for the roaring tumult and cry at the house of Advaitacharya, which he had heard when starting for Jagannath Puri. Worldly moralists may criticize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for being very cruel, but the Lord did not care for such criticism. As the world teacher of this Krishna consciousness movement, he actually showed that a person seriously engaged in Krishna consciousness should not be affected by worldly affection. The best course is to engage in rendering service to the Lord and to become callous to material objectives. Externally, everyone is attached to material things. But if one becomes entangled in such things, he cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness should not care for the so-called morality of the material world if that morality opposes the service of the Lord. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally shown, one cannot properly execute Krishna consciousness without being neutral, nirupeksha. Continuing, after he had followed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for some distance, Advaitacharya was petitioned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with folded hands. The Lord spoke the following sweet words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Please pacify all the devotees and my mother. If you become agitated, no one will be able to continue to exist." Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Advaitacharya and stopped him from following any further. Then, without anxiety, he proceeded to Jagannath Puri. The Lord, with the other four persons, went along the bank of the Ganga through the path of Chhatraboga towards Naladri, Jagannath Puri. In his book known as Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vrindavan Das Thakur has elaborately described the Lord's passage to Jagannath Puri. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through Bengal, he passed through Atisaragram, Virahagram, and Chhatraboga. He then reached the Orissa province, where he passed through the Prayaggat, the Suvarna Rekha River, Ramuna, Jajapur, where he bathed at Dasvamedha Ghat, on the Vaitarani River, Katak, where the Mahanadi River flows, Bhuvaneshwar, where there's a big lake known as Bindu Sarova, Kamalapur, and Ataranala. In this way, passing through all these and other places, he reached Jagannath Puri. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami closes this chapter with two final verses. If one hears of the activities of the Lord at the house of Advaitacharya, he will certainly very soon attain the riches of love of Krishna. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yarasha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, third chapter, describing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaitacharya, his acceptance of the sannyas order, and observation of daily festivals at Advaitacharya's house, his congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and his feasting with all the devotees. Hare Krishna, we shall end here, and Krishna willing, continue soon. Hare Krishna.